The recurring question I get these days, is self-publishing on Amazon really worth it? Well, we're going to dive a little bit deep here on today's podcast episode, so make sure that you stay tuned. This is Self-Publishing with Dale, where you learn how to publish books that sell and build an unstoppable author brand. And today, we are going to be diving deep on self-publishing on Amazon, the pros and cons. I know I've talked about this ad nauseum over on my YouTube channel, but we're gonna do a deeper dive here and a little bit more off the cuff so you can kind of see exactly where my mind is at and what the direction of the business is gonna be going. Before we do jump into things, this past episode to Amazon categories disappearing, I discussed a little bit about the browse paths and how they were condensing them down. Well, I reached out to a good friend of mine, Alex Newton of Catalytics. This guy is like nerd level smart when it comes to understanding the Amazon ethos and especially the categories. And I said, hey, look, Alex, I need a favor from you. Could you be able to break this down for me? And he said, absolutely, but he had one request. He wanted to make this an exclusive interview that could only come through invite only. So if you want to join in on the conversation, that's this coming Wednesday, it will be Mastering Amazon Data 2019 to Sell More Books. And Alex is going to go real deep. He's going to talk a little bit about what I talked about in this past episode, but you're going to understand it more on a granular level, regardless of if you are doing fiction or nonfiction. To get in on this exclusive interview, you got to make sure that you visit dalelinks.com/category change. Again, that's dalelinks.com/category change. Reserve your seat right away. All right, so here we are. We're in 2019. Self-publishing is growing by the day. Hundreds of thousands of people are flocking over to realize their vision of writing their own book and publishing it. And man, who is at the forefront of everything? Well, Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing, of course, but it bears worth in revisiting and focusing on, is it really worth breaking ground on Amazon? Should we be self-publishing there? So we're going to discuss a little bit of the self-publishing on Amazon, the pros and cons, but before we do jump into that, we got to kind of focus on where we came from and really where we're at now. Because previously, self-publishing was kind of the butt of all jokes. That weird uncle of yours would always come to, you know, a reunion or a meetup of some sort and tell you about how he just wrote an awesome book and he bought like a complete palette of his own books. Would you like to buy one? And it just was kind of a laughable thing because you thought about this weird, strange uncle, this friend of yours that sunk thousands upon thousands of dollars into this book that essentially is just collecting dust inside their garage. But those days are gone. Sure, you can still do that, and that model is very much available, but that's not one that I would encourage. In fact, I discourage people from buying entire pallets of their books unless they have a way to sell those things. So here's what we need to kind of think about is where we're at now. What the model is, it changed so much back in 2008 when Amazon launched Kindle Direct Publishing. Yes, there were some indie publishing models out there that were kind of in play, but it was ebooks that really changed the game. And because of that, print books and print on demand became bigger. What this means is people can write their own content and they don't necessarily have to invest much more than a little bit of sweat equity. Now, I'm not saying you should go and anticipate not spending money on a book. There are some exceptions to the rule. There are some people that can really do this and they can just nail it. But for the most part, you don't really need much more than just a little bit of time and a little bit of interest and getting into this. So in any event, why self-publish on Amazon anyways? Because here's the deal, folks. Amazon has a huge, huge reach. You would be insane not to at least leverage Amazon for larger exposure to your author brand. I'm going to repeat that because it really, really, I see some people that are like, Amazon, they're going to try to take over the world. Well, if that's the case, you take your tinfoil hat and your conspiracy theories and you move on. It is very true. Amazon is very big, but I would be remiss to tell you that you should be utilizing Amazon's platform to grow your author brand and grabbing their customers and bringing them in as your valued readers. So that's why self-publishing on Amazon is just really a big plus. You will hamstring yourself if you do not utilize that platform. You're going to be working against all odds if you're just saying, well, let's just go ahead and do it elsewhere. And kudos to you if you want to grind it out. Kudos to you if you have the audience that you're able to just launch a book and fulfill it through your own website. That's awesome. And ultimately, that's where you want to be. But you should still utilize that Amazon platform. So the pros to self-publishing on Amazon anyways, well, let's just say it. I've already been saying it more than one way here. It's accessibility. You have millions upon millions of customers coming to the Amazon platform, and they are warm buyers, meaning they're ready to pay their hard-earned money on products on this particular platform. So there's really no work involved. Sure, you could probably be working on search engine optimization of your own website and delivering those people, but ultimately some people will probably be looking up some stuff and go, man, I don't really know this person. Whereas it seems like everybody and their mother, their grandmother, their uncle, their cousin, everyone knows about Amazon. And for the most part, with the exception of the previously mentioned conspiracy theorists out there, they trust it. They trust Amazon. They're okay with purchasing those products there. And they don't have this feeling like, oh, is someone going to steal my credit card information? No, it's all about accessibility here, folks. So there's a couple of ways we can actually get onto the Amazon platform. Believe it or not, Kindle Direct Publishing is one of the more popular ways. Dead simple, super, super easy. I've got a free course on this, on the DIY publishing course for beginners, or you can even go check out Amazon's own free course of Amazon KDP Jumpstart. Either way that you get going, it's a good idea to definitely look at Kindle Direct Publishing as an option for breaking ground onto the Amazon platform for two reasons: ebooks and print books. Now, audiobooks isn't quite into the equation just yet through the KDP platform, but that is okay. And we're going to save audiobooks for another conversation for another day because it has its own complex nature to it. So let's just kind of put a pin in audiobooks right now. Let's look at aggregates. Now, aggregate meaning someone that feeds your material out to numerous avenues. In other words, it's almost like having an agent, but, you know, without all the, you know, hassle of having to apply for an agent and have them accept your script, things like that. Aggregate publishers include the likes of Drafted Digital, Publish Drive, Lulu.com, Ingram Spark, so on and so forth. These ones feed over onto the Amazon platform. These, by the way, aren't the only ones. I think Smashwords would be one off the top of my head. They take a small percentage of your royalties, your small percentage of your net profits, and it's typically right about a 10%. I would much rather use an aggregate versus having to upload to each one of those individual platforms because it can be time consuming. They manage all that. They collect all the earnings. They handle any kind of refunds with particular, you know, vendors like Apple, Barnes & Noble, things like that. I'll just let them handle that. Now, I know there's going to be some people that will poo-poo on this option, but just for simplicity's sake, aggregate publishers are another way you can get onto the Amazon platform. So moving forward, what can we anticipate if we are selling our products through the Amazon platform? So here's how it kind of breaks down. 70% royalty for ebooks is their sweet spot. Now, when I say sweet spot, the sweet spot is essentially what Amazon determines what their audience is most likely to buy at. So it's between the $2.99 and $9.99 for ebooks. So if you want to take advantage of that 70% royalty, you have to kind of be in that neighborhood there. If you go outside of the $2.99 to $9.99, they drop you down to a 35% royalty. Ouch. You know, that means that you've got to price your ebook at $19.99 in order to actually see the same profit you would get at a $9.99 level at the 70% model. So if you ever are thinking about purchasing or putting your retail value, you know, way up above $9.99, I would really recommend start at $20 and move on up. I think the maximum you can shoot for off the top of my head is about $200 for ebooks. The payout for your books Oh, I move forward too fast. Print books, 60% royalties, or what you can anticipate when it comes to the print books when you're fulfilling it through there. But that is typically print fees removed and such. So sometimes it flushes out to be about 35%. It just varies. It depends on the size of your book, how much you're putting in retail. So it gets a little bit more intricate. But anyway, payout, it's typically every 60 days after the close of the month. I know there's a lot of people that kind of go, I don't know about that. 60 days. When you're an online entrepreneur like I am and been doing it for quite a bit, 60 days is okay. It's kind of the gold standard. I'm used to being paid at that specific level. In fact, whenever I get something sooner, I'm kind of shocked. I'm like, what happened here? I got this within 15 days after the close of a month. So that, with that being said, that means that you are going to be finishing out a month of January. You're not going to see January's paycheck until the end of March, beginning of April. Alrighty, so the KDP Select program is the other big pro when it comes to publishing on Amazon. This is exclusivity for ebooks only. So don't worry if you want to, like, say, publish your print book elsewhere, everywhere that you want to. Exclusivity for the KDP Select program is only for ebooks, and it's a 90-day agreement that you say, hey, pretty much, I'm going to keep it right here. It puts you into their Kindle Owner Lending Library, as well as the Kindle Unlimited program, and you get a small percentage of the Global Select Fund, which is, last I saw, like $23 million, $26 million, somewhere about that, and it's being divvied out to everybody that's inside the KDP Select program. Okay, without having to go too far into the KDP Select program, the other pro, of course, we've already talked about customer accessibility. One product page for three iterations. This is another big pro when it comes to publishing over on the Amazon platforms, because you can have an ebook, you can have a print book, and you can have an audiobook all on one page. This is really ideal because let's just say you're out and about, you're doing some, media appearances. Maybe you're on your local news station, or you were on a podcast, or you were being interviewed on a YouTube channel, and you just say, yeah, just go take a look at my name is Dale L. Roberts. You can search me up and you'll find me underneath the 90-day home workout plan. Well, someone will go over, look up, blah, blah, boom, 90-day home workout plan. They go to the page, and then there's three iterations. So you're able to kind of kill three birds with one stone. People will have the option. So let's just say, for instance, they only like print books and they hate ebooks and they don't want to bother with audiobooks. They have that option. So that is one big thing. And if I would ever encourage anybody, if you are on Amazon's platform, make sure you do have those three iterations. Otherwise, you're really missing out on the benefit of having three products on one page. That way, you give the customers choices based on their needs, what they liked the most. So it could be print book, it could be ebook, it could be audiobook. And last but not least, here's the deal. This is why I said Amazon is super accessible to everybody. And with that being said, it's essentially free advertising. I said you can, if you wanted to, I wouldn't encourage it, you can publish a book for free and just get it on there. It could be a short read. So you ever hear me say publish a book and you put up a 5-page manuscript, I'm not calling that a book, okay? It's actually called a short read to be exact. But in any event, that's free advertising. You can put that on there, and if you really dial in the categories as well as the keywords and who your audience is, you can probably end up not only making money for a free advertisement, also drawing in readers and hopefully capturing them over into a sales funnel of some sort, or sending them to your email list, or sending them over to your YouTube channel, so on and so forth. This is probably one of the underutilized, most underappreciated portions of Amazon. It doesn't cost you money to upload things there. It doesn't. There's some people that poo-poo all over this whole process of Amazon. They're like, Amazon, oh, it's a scam, it's blah, blah, blah. Well, listen, folks, it's free advertising. You don't have to put too much effort in order to actually put a product on their platform and bring in a new audience. All right, we're going to shift gears. That was my sound here. We're going to go ahead and take a sip of coffee before we jump into the next few points, because we're going to talk about the cons to self-publishing on Amazon, because it's not all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns dancing about. So here we go, a little bit of a sip. All right, so 35% royalty for books under $2.99 or over $9.99. It's going to get that out the way. To me, I really wish there was just kind of a middle ground that they would allow all, you know, publishers to kind of publish at, instead of saying, well, we're going to go ahead and favor you because you've decided to stay between $3 and $10. You get it right here. What if someone like, for instance, big shout out to James Morgan III, he has a gigantic book on Freemasonry. It is huge. To me, I think it is just a big disservice to him to say that his book is worth $9.99. It looks like it took him years to put together the information and everything involved in that. To put this ebook at $9.99, I think it's a slap in his face. And I think it's a slap into any author's faces that you are getting punished for not staying within their $3 to $10 mark. I think if there is anything, it would be nice if we had that middle ground. Now, they do have kind of a middle ground, but it's through a program called Kindle Select, I think, or Kindle Reads, or something to do with that, but it eludes my mind right now. But nonetheless, it would be awful great, Amazon, if you could find a middle ground and stop punishing the people that want to price outside that range. And ambiguous guidelines. Oh my gosh. I understand. I get it. You know, Twitch is like that. YouTube's like that. Google's like that. We have to have ambiguous guidelines. That way, if for some reason something goes south, someone finds a loophole of some sort, you have a way to kind of back out of your deal. It sucks. There is no way around it. We can go and read a manual that they provide about uploading to KDP or uploading to the Amazon platform, but we're left more confused after we read it than before we did. And then there's all these experts, and I'm not going to say that I'm not to blame on this one here. We've got all these talking heads telling you, well, you can do it this way. And then another one goes, no, you can't do it this way. And then you reach out to KDP support, and they have a completely different answer. This is nuts. It's insanity. So there's just gigantic mixed messages across the board, and it's much like playing a game with my brother when I was a boy. We would sit down, and we'd play games together. By the way, big shout out to Walt. We would play games together, and he would just make up rules as he went along. I would be playing Monopoly with him, and of course, him being 3 years older, I was just kind of trusted that these rules were real, because I didn't feel like reading the instructions. I didn't have that reading comprehension level. And he would just make up these rules, and I would go, what? And eventually he would win, and I would feel crushed, and I'd feel defeated, and I'd never want to play a game again. This is the way it is. Amazon is like that big brother that, you know, at first it starts out, seems like a fun little game, but then you do something that you thought was okay and by the rules, and they go, no. Actually, no. There's this new rule that says this. There's this new rule that says that. And let's be honest and let's be frank here, folks. 99% of the people that are publishing in the self-publishing industry right now today never read the terms of service. Yeah, they don't read these policies because it reads like stereo freaking instructions. You're kind of like, I'll figure my way around. I'll watch a YouTube video or listen to a podcast to kind of get all this stuff all dialed in. So you can see it's just ambiguous guidelines. And let's face it, folks, this is Amazon's platform, not yours. So quite frankly, it's their game. They can make up rules as they go along. And if you don't like it, well, you got to take your ball and you got to go home. So you got to try to honor those guidelines. And here's the other part. Since it is their platform, I want you to remember this. They might be your readers, and I'm doing bunny ears on that. But they're not your customers. Yeah, let me repeat that. Who's doing the checkout? Who's fulfilling the orders? Who's driving the traffic there? Amazon is. Those are their customers. So ultimately, unless you're actually taking them off the platform, you're putting yourself at an extreme disadvantage. Risk versus reward. Oh my goodness. If you put all your eggs in one basket on Amazon alone, you are setting up a recipe for disaster. I've seen so many great aspiring authors. I've seen so many people that have worked so hard at this business, and then just with one email, their life changes forever. They go from making five figures per month down to nothing. And Amazon can do that, and they don't even have to give you a reason why. They can just say, hey, we caught you doing something. You could have just been crossing the road when, you know, there was a, you know, the red flashing stoplight there on the crosswalk. And they're like, well, we're going to go ahead and pull out their account. Of course, that's an extreme example, but that's the thing is that they can just do it anytime they want to and without any kind of recourse. That's the way things are. So it is risky, but you can also be very much rewarded if you're doing this business just right. And if you find the right audience and really get things going. And then the last big con when it comes to publishing on Amazon, and this goes with all walks of life, everything from your 9-to-5 job working at, say, Walmart or, you know, Kroger's grocery store, or even going into a corporate job of some sort, scammers. Scammers aplenty. In fact, there are even scammers in my walk as content creators that will blatantly tell you to do things the nefarious way. They'll tell you the loopholes. They'll even charge you a premium to get their coaching service so they can teach you these nefarious, bad scammer tactics. It's nuts. And does it make my blood boil? Oh, absolutely it does. I gotta sometimes just take a deep breath and go, that's their business, and the people that want to follow them, that's their business. But the fact of the matter is there are plenty of scammers out there between those that do review swaps and fake reviews. Listen, folks, I understand there are some people out there that are doing honest review swaps. Review swaps, by the way, it's when you are exchanging one author to the other, a quid pro quo. It's going to be, hey, you review my book, I'll review your book. Well, the whole thought is you're supposed to actually read the book and put a review on it. But Amazon's come out and said that is no longer an acceptable practice because there were the scammers that went out there and hired virtual assistants to put fake reviews. It's not a real review if you just went over, looked at the product page, and then just dropped a review based on it. I always just love these ones that are just outsourced virtual assistants that can barely string together an English sentence, and it usually says, good book, I like. Like, what kind of review is that? Like seriously, scammers, come on. If you're going to hire out some foreign outsourced virtual assistants, that's totally cool. But if you're going to have them do fake reviews, for crying out loud, put some effort into it. But I'm not trying to tell them anything. It's fake reviews nonetheless. There's the people even that do KDP Select page read flips. That's where they will be in the KDP Select program, and then they'll hire people to go in here. Now, I'm going to tell you, full disclosure, this was something that I dabbled in for half a minute, and I was punished for it. And I was brutally punished for it. And actually, I'll tell you this right now, my account was suspended. This was back in 2016. And from that day forward, when I realized the rug could be pulled out from underneath me, I was like, no more. None of this fake page reads or reviews and things like that. And then, of course, there's the unpublishing and republishing scam. And I could go in depth about that, but we're going a little longer than usual today. And I always like to kind of wrap it up on at least a bit of a good note. So if you ever want to know a little bit more about it, this information, always visit me over on YouTube.com. Look up Self-Publishing with Dale. Talk a little bit about the unpublishing, republishing thing. So in any event, just kind of a review here of what we kind of talked about, the pros and cons of self-publishing on Amazon. They do have publisher accessibility. They've got a great 70% royalty. Their payouts every 60 days. They have an excellent program called the KDP Select program. Customer accessibility, one product page for three products, and of course, free advertising. The cons I mentioned were the 35% royalty, the ambiguous guidelines, it's their game, not yours, the risk versus reward, and of course, those scammers, those nefarious scammers. That's today's word of the day. But here's the deal. Is it worth it publishing on Amazon? Yes, absolutely. For all of the cons that are involved in it, I'm going to go to the one main thing you need to zero in as a self-published author is free advertising for your author brand. Take advantage of the fact that it doesn't cost you a dime to upload your content onto the Amazon platform. Take advantage of that. Even if you decide you're going to do all of your sales through your website, just put some little thing that shows the world, a little sign that says, hi, how you doing? I'm an author. I've got some stuff over here on my website. Why don't you come on over, check it out? And people will go and check it out. Hey, folks, as we start to kind of wrap up today's episode, I do want to bring to your attention, there is an exclusive interview with my good friend Alex Newton of Klytics. It's going to be coming up here in the next couple of days. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Amazon categories disappearing. I discussed this in the last episode. And we're going to be going really deep on mastering Amazon data in 2019 so we can sell more books. This is an exclusive interview. So in order to actually get access, you do have to go over to dalelinks.com/category change. Again, that's dalelinks.com/category change. Folks, it has been my pleasure, and I appreciate you allowing me to bend your ear for nearly a half hour today. I promise it won't be as long in future episodes. In the meantime, and in between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you soon.